And art is at the heart of our last story today. Annalise Balsamo had a problem with her toes until she was saved by Saint Veronica.
And so I worked out pretty early on that I really hated my feet. And I learned that so did F. Scott Fitzgerald. Turns out he couldn't bring himself to take his shoes off at the beach. So that shaped me a bit. Big literary star like him with such doubts. I was a big F. Scott Fitzgerald fan, and Zelda Fitzgerald even more so. And so I stopped taking my shoes off at the beach too, though swimming was a real bitch. The invention of those aqua shoes, an almost perfect lifesaver, except they stank to high heaven, and my sisters complained. And my mum commented on my footwear more than once. "Don't take your shoes off to sleep either, do you?" she'd smirk. But she was wrong, because I did take them off to sleep. Somehow the bedroom's a safe spot, and besides, there's a doona between them and daylight. But after the umpteenth time Mum had had a crack at me, I started to think about my feet and the shoe thing, and I realised it wasn't actually my feet, but the second toe on each foot, which is abnormally long and hangs over the edge of things like thongs and sandals that I really hated. And thinking about my toes got me thinking about kidnapping and proof of life and a toe wrapped up in a pocket hanky to make the ransom transfer. I'd never really recovered from Eloise Wallage because she was the same age as me and had a spookily similar name. But of course no one ever kidnapped me, so my toes were there, intact, when I went to Italy when I was 24, and discovered that my second toes had more going for them than just humiliation, because I, in fact, shared toes with saints. Those same hooky toes that I stuffed into lace-ups to walk the sand at Wilson's Prom were also attached to the feet of the giant statues in St. Peter's. I was particularly taken by St. Veronica's feet, and not that I'm religious or anything, but I figure there has to be power in the digits of saints, and they're worth a sandal at least. St. Veronica clearly had no problem with hers, as they practically oozed over the edge of the plinth, mine still hidden in shame. But then again, you did have to wear shoes in the Vatican, that and cover your shoulders. Not that mine bother me at all. So now Mum's pleased that I do the barefoot thing, and I let my sacred toes out in summer and to splash about in the rock pools. I don't tell anyone about the saint thing, though.
Annalise Balsamo with her contribution to last year's Pocket Docs competition, called simply Toes. It was produced by Natalie Kestitcher and Andrei Shabanov. Next month, we're teaming up again with the Melbourne Writers' Festival for a night of live radio storytelling with musicians, a choir, and some terrific local and international writers and radio makers. It's called the Radio Hour, and it's on the night of Saturday, the 23rd of August, at the Iwaki Auditorium here at the ABC. You can get your tickets now. There's a link on the 360 Documentaries website. Should be a great night. Coming up next week, we're off to the Moree Baths. You might have heard of it as the pool where Charlie Perkins and the Freedom Riders attempted to break the colour bar in the 1960s. But it's also a natural hot spring. Eastern Europeans travel there in their hundreds of thousands every year, seeking rejuvenation. As bodies melt, the talk often turns to miracles.
I must admit that Moree disappointed me somewhat initially. The Moree Baths look like any local swimming place, a brick building, unimaginative architecturally, and the pools themselves are like any chlorinated pool.
Well, to look at, they
are. To look at, yeah. But they are transformed by the people that are taking the waters.
Come over here. Come over here. You are my friend.
What is my name? My name is Bob. Aussie Bob.
That hot pool is the greatest melting point, if you'd like to call it that. You could be a millionaire or have the backside out of your trousers, but once you get in that water, it's the greatest level of all time. And you're never lonely in that pool. We call it taking the waters. And I take the waters daily.
Beautiful. Everybody love Mori.
That's Taking the Waters, next week here on 360 Documentaries. I'm Claudia Taranto, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll be right back.